This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that NDA government's development model is to prioritize underprivileged sections of society. While addressing the gathering after inaugurating, launching and laying the foundation stone for various road and railway projects totaling over 29,400 crore rupees in Mumbai, the Prime Minister said his government is prioritizing those who were neglected for many decades. Mr. Modi said the NDA government is working to empower the poor, farmer, women, youth and other marginalized sections of society. Touching upon the investors' mood in Mumbai, the Prime Minister said that both small and big investors have enthusiastically welcomed the third term of the government. He noted that a stable government will work with triple speed in its third term. Prime Minister Modi also launched the Maharashtra government's Chief Minister Youth Internship Scheme aimed at providing opportunities for the youth. He said Maharashtra is writing a new script of development and we are committed to improve the quality of life of Mumbaikars. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the media should support the government in promoting citizen-friendly initiatives. Citing the example of Environment Conservation Initiative, Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam, the Prime Minister informed that the initiative has been praised at the global level and said that the media could help make it a mass movement. He underlined the role of newspapers and magazines in the next 25-year journey to Viksit Bharat and appreciated the media, stating that it makes people aware of their strength. He said this after inaugurating the Indian Newspaper Society Towers at the Bandra Kurla Complex in Mumbai. The Prime Minister said that since most media houses have digital editions, they should try to come up with versions in international languages and take the Indian perspective to a global level. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said a secure digital environment fosters innovation, attracts investment and facilitates seamless economic activities. Addressing valedictory session of the third Cyber Security Conference organized by Global Counter-Terrorism Council in New Delhi this evening, the Vice President said disruptive technologies have come to stay and they are in the driver's seat today. He said the challenges that they pose must be converted to opportunities. The Vice President said the enormous potential that these technologies hold is not limited to just economics, business or individual productivity, but also related significantly to the security of the nation. All results have been declared in the by-election held on Wednesday in 13 assembly constituencies spread over 7 states. While Congress and Trinamool Congress have won 4 seats each, BJP backed 2 and Aam Aadmi Party and DMK have won 1 seat each. One seat has gone to an independent candidate, Shankar Singh, in Bihar. He has won the Rupoli Assembly seat, defeating JDU candidate Kaladhar Prasad Mandal. The Special Task Force of Haryana Police has arrested Rakesh, alias Kala Kherampuria, a notorious criminal involved in serious and violent crimes. A police spokesperson said Kala had been absconding after being released on parole in 2020. During this time, he committed crimes in India and abroad. In early 2023, he fled the country and committed crimes in countries like the UAE, Armenia and Thailand in association with local gangs. In Palestine, at least 71 people were killed in an Israeli airstrike that hit a densely populated area of displaced people in the Al-Mawasi area of Khan Yunis in Gaza. According to Hamas-run health ministry, more than 289 people were injured in the strike. On the other hand, the Israeli military said it is looking into the incident. Meanwhile, Israeli army radio said that its military had targeted Hamas military chief Mohammed Deif in the strike on Khan Yunis. In tennis, Barbora Krejcikova of the Czech Republic defeated Jasmine Paolini of Italy 6-2, 2-6, 6-4 to win her maiden Wimbledon women's singles title this evening in London. In men's singles, 7-time champion Novak Djokovic has set up summit clash with defending champion Carlos Alcaraz tomorrow. Djokovic of Serbia secured a straight 3-setter victory against 25th-seeded Italian Lorenzo Musetti in the men's singles semi-final 6-4, 7-6, 6-4 in London last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.